You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Well, this is sure different. Preaching a Sunday morning sermon and no one here. Well, I'm kind of used to preaching and maybe a lot of people are here asleep, but at least they're here. Today, there's not anybody here. You know, as always, before I preach, I stop and I welcome those joining us on podcast or on Facebook or some kind of social media. Well, today's different. If you're not joining us on social media, then you're not hearing this message. Our president is doing a remarkable job of leading our nation. He surrounded himself with some of the most brilliant minds there that we have in our medical field, and they are guiding us through this time together. They have asked us for a 14-day incubation period. They've asked us to go into some isolation. Well, that started this last Monday, so it concludes this one Sunday morning. This one Sunday morning is part of that 14-day period. So in doing what we have been asked to do this Sunday, I'm sending this message out for you. Absolutely, we believe in obedience to the Scripture. Hebrews tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourself one with another. We are, every Sunday morning, to assemble one with another. I'm just letting you know right now, Sunday morning, it's not a family time. Sunday morning is not a time for golf. Sunday morning is not a time to sleep in because you're tired or you've been busy. Sunday morning, we gather and we worship corporately. But today, our president, with the counsel of the wisest in the medical field, they've asked us to isolate. So, here we are. I do want to remind you, the last thing you want to do right now is rob God. We have to continue having the devourer rebuked off of our life. So, wherever you go to church, whatever church you are a member of, I want to make sure that today you don't rob God. Make sure online you send in your tithe or either put a stamp on it and mail it in if you're old-fashioned like me. You make sure, whether you're in church or whether you're out of church today, you make sure that you don't rob God. You pay your tithe because the last thing we want to do is put ourselves in a position of not being blessed. The Bible's very clear. He rebukes the devourer off of us when we don't rob God. So I want to encourage you, although you're at home today, although we're in this isolation period, you make sure one way or another you get the tithe paid this week to the church that you attend. You know, many of us are saying, what do we do? Many people are in a dilemma of how to think. What do we do right now? Do we go? Do we not go? What is faith? What is not faith? I want to walk in faith, but at the same time, I want to be obedient to our president. You know, no one knows what to do right now because we've never been in a time like this before. While that is true for us, in fact, we've never been in a time like this before, I want to remind you, it is not true for God. The fact is, there have been countless times like this, and we have the blessing to be able to turn to times just like this and read the way God did it, what God did. You know, you can go to the Bible and you can turn to Judges, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, and we can read over and over times of national crisis, of drought, of famine. We can read about disease so widespread that their resources were depleted and they were facing destruction as a nation. We read over and over times where armies were threatening to wipe out the entire nation. My message today is this national crisis that America now is in may be our first national crisis to be in, but it's not God's first to guide His people through and restore prosperity and abundance to the land. God has done this many times before, and He knows exactly how to navigate us through. Yes, this may have caught you off guard. Yes, maybe you may be confused today about what to do. I want you to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, this has not caught God off guard. And countless times through the history of mankind, God has navigated and led His people through to a place of blessing in their life. As a Christian, What do I do? You know, the Bible calls us to walk in wisdom and to seek wise counsel. And in doing this, we don't turn our back on a life of faith and believing God for healing. The church has, since its earliest days, had a difficult time joining faith and works. In light of what we're facing today, the title of my message is Faith and Works. The title of today's message is Faith and Works. Our struggle with the coronavirus and the handling of it is not a new struggle. Marrying the concepts of working hard and totally trusting God has been argued for over 2,000 years. So the fact that I've been hearing, well, Tim, if we don't have church, if we stay home, if we close school, then we are not a people of faith. And I've been hearing, Tim, if we don't do what the CDC has asked us to do, that's downright stupid. I got a news flash for you today. This is not a new dilemma for the church. Those educated in the medical field have asked us for the next few days, for 14 days, to avoid groups of 10 or more. As a believer who stands on God's word and lives by faith and confesses health, what do I do? What does the church do? How do we live by faith and do what the CDC has asked us? This is not a new dilemma. The church has argued this, as I said, for over 2,000 years, and James chapter 2 gives us the answer of how we are to navigate through this. We read in the Bible, the just shall live by faith. So, all church members go out here, quit your job because you want to be a people of faith. You live by faith and God meets your need. Just quit your job. No job meets my need. God meets my need. Okay, well, when you hear a sermon on faith, you're in a dilemma. Do I quit my job and live by faith, or do I get up and go to work every day? How do I handle what seems to be a controversial issue? Well, James spells this out for it. James chapter 2, verse 14. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? That faith saves nobody. Verse 17, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces works. It is useless and dead. Verse 18 tells us, we show our faith by our works. You know, just as the body is dead without breath, so faith is dead without works. There's no doubt that God wants health for us. Jesus bore the coronavirus by his stripes. Well, what if by us not getting in groups of 10 or more, God uses that to kill this virus? God uses that to kill this disease. God has always used avenues. A burning bush, a bush on fire. He's used a donkey's mouth. A pole was lifted up in the wilderness. 5 loaves and 2 fish. I mean, countless places where we see God has always used people, situations, and avenues to flow his miracle working power through. Yes, God could float down $1 bills from heaven. Absolutely, God could cause a $100 bill to grow on a tree. But God uses people. That's what God does. A person needs work done on their car. God could just fix that engine. But usually God uses a mechanic to do that. And as the mechanic blesses the car owner blesses the mechanic, and both needs are met. That's what's called living by faith. My car won't run. God, I need a miracle. The mechanic is praying, God, I need a miracle. I need a financial miracle to pay my bills today. Well, God works a miracle for both of them. Both receive their miracle as the mechanic fixes the car owner's engine. Then both receive a miracle. It's called faith and works. God, our nation needs a miracle right now. We close schools, we stay at home, and God works a miracle and this disease dies. Today, as you live by faith, remember, faith without works is dead. I want to encourage you. You create avenues for a miracle working God. You create avenues for God to meet your need. Create an avenue for God to move in your life. Work hard. Believe God for financial blessings. What do I do right now? What do I do? How do I live by faith? How do we cope with this coronavirus? Wash your hands. Stay away from those with weaker immune systems. And believe God for healing. We have to marry faith and works. I am, by faith, standing on God's word for my health. And as I do that, I watch my sugar intake. I eat right. I am, by faith, believing for safety and protection. And as I do, I'm not out in the middle of the night with a black hoodie on walking through neighborhoods. I am, by faith, believing God for abundance in my finances. And as I do, I'm working extra hours at my job. I'm building, I'm developing, I'm investing. I am by faith. I'm living my life by faith, and I'm out working extra hard. The title of today's message is Faith and Works. The CDC has asked us to follow some guidelines, and our faith believes God for health in this land. Well, Tim, what do I do? Do I live by faith? Here's what I'm telling you. You live by faith and you don't live by fear. That's what you do. As we join faith and works in our daily life, we will see the power of God move. You stay connected to the church. I want you to always know the gates of hell, they don't prevail against the church. The church is where I want to remain connected. Stand strong in your faith and we will watch God be glorified. God bless you in a special way, and you have a great week as we live our life by faith and we walk in wisdom.
You've been listening to the CMC podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.